Welcome back to Extension 720 here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, a new production is on stage at the Straw Dog Theater. It's called Take Me. It's an original musical about a woman's journey to Roswell, New Mexico, while communicating with aliens. It's a story about having faith in a world where there are more questions than answers. It's the exact premise you'd expect when you get my next three guests together to create new material. The show is written by journalist Mark Guarino, musician John Langford, and it's directed by Straw Dog's Anderson Laufer. All three of these artists have contributed mightily to the Chicago music and theater scene for years. Guarino and Langford created All the Fame of Lofty Deeds a few years back, which was a Western based on Langford's music. Langford, of course, punk royalty with the Mekons and the Waco Brothers and all of his solo work. And Laufer has been working with Straw Dog for almost 20 years, among other theaters in town. The show Take Me opens this weekend, runs through June 22nd. John Langford, Mark Guarino, and Anderson Laufer, my guests on Extension 720 tonight. Guys, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, yeah.
Mark, when I want to start with you, where's this idea come from?
The idea had been floating around in my head for many, many, many years. I had heard a story from a childhood friend of mine about someone he had grown up with who had been working a dead-end job. His wife was had a terrible sickness, and he was pretty at a low point in his life. And at that point in time, he started to believe that aliens were talking to him, trying to give him direction. And so as my friend was telling me the story, I remember really distinctively, we were talking on the phone, I pictured the opening scene from this play, and I pictured a night sky, someone looking up to the night sky, sort of the planets sort of getting closer and closer and closer to him. And my friend also happens to be a playwright too. And so at the end of the conversation, I said, "You know, this is a play. You should write this." And he just said, "What are you talking about? This is not a play." And then time had passed, and I started thinking about it, and other elements kind of came to it. And I asked him, I said, "Do you mind if I write that play?" And he said, "Go ahead." And so it kind of came from that seed. And John and I had a great experience with All the Fame of Lofty Deeds. Mm-hmm. It was really such a fun show to work on. And we were kind of tossing around ideas to maybe work on do we want to do something else? And I brought this idea to him, and it kind of started from there.
John, let me bring you in here. You know, for you to write music about alien encounters or perceived alien encounters.
Well, I'm in the Mekon, so, you know, it's an alien band. Right. We're not from this world.
Are you more attracted to the idea of working on a musical with Mark, or is it the subject matter? Is it this topic that grabs your attention?
When we did Lofty Deeds, Mark took songs that I'd already written and recorded and then spun a story out of those songs. It was a kind of low-rent cowboy version of Ziggy Stardust. You know, The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust was the original album. And I think me and Mark talked about it, and I said, it should just be this old cowboy playing his old records, just that on the stage, nothing else. And he's playing his old records and the old radio show, and people, and then the story's told like that. Then we went to House Theater, and Anderson was in that. He was good. He was the host. He was fantastic.
Yeah,
larger than life.
Show. That's how we met him.
Yeah, so this is a very different experience anyway, because this is writing songs. Mark sending me emails saying, right, we need someone here in the story. This is what's going on. It needs to be a bit like this.
As a musician and someone who has written so much, has been so prolific over your career, do you like the style of writing for musical, writing that kind of narrative into one show?
Well, it's the first time I've done it. Yeah, it's been great, because it's been like kind of a roller coaster. You kind of just go, right, you need a song. When do you need it? Oh, we need it now. Okay, I better go and write his song, and I send it to him, and then Mark says, I think that's all right, we'll tweak it a bit, and then, we've sort of slowly built up a vast amount of material. We had to kick a load of it out, because there was so much.
And I have to say, I was really, because this was so different, because I was essentially assigning John song ideas, and I would give him, okay, the metaphor should be this, and this is what this character's doing. I was very nervous, frankly, John, I'm admitting this to you now, live on the air, that I'm actually assigning John.
You should be nervous.
John, song assignments, because one thing I love about his songs, and I think they work, and I can't believe no one asked him to do this before, his songs really work in this realm, because the language is really, really specific, but also there's a lot of room as well for interpretation, and so they really work well for specific characters, but then also there's a lot of opportunities for audiences to kind of bring themselves into it. And then on top of being insanely tuneful, and you can sing along to these songs. And so it was really, that was kind of the process. I would get to a point in the script saying, okay, there should be a song here. And then he would send me a demo a couple of weeks later, and they'd be full demos too. He'd play drums and do little weird effects.
Sometimes hours later.
Yeah, it is true. Sometimes hours later, and it was really a great little back and forth.
And let me bring Anderson in here as a director of the show. But as you guys just mentioned, you've met before. You were involved in the last show. You know, how important is it to have familiarity with the writers of this, to be collaborative because you've done it before?
Well, it makes it way easier. So you can be honest and open and actually say the things you want. You don't have to, like, wear kid gloves with anyone, you know? So that has made this remarkably easier than other productions where I produce and you're talking to somebody who maybe is in LA or New York. And you're trying to figure out how to like negotiate a scene change or like how to talk about these lines moving to a different scene, that kind of stuff. And we've been working on this together for like 2 years, I would say. We started with just doing, you know, we had maybe three scenes, and then we started improvising and like creating characters based on other experiences and based on, you know, just being in the room for 3 hours. And we'd say, what if we took this character and put him in this kind of scene? And so then the actors would go and improvise. And a lot of those actors we ended up casting in the show just because of their comprehension of what was going on. And the show is, I mean, it's wild. It's like a Fantasia-style thing, so we're jumping over time and space and dimension and everything all the time.
There's something really great. All of you, respectively, in your own fields have contributed to the Chicago scene. But there's something great about being able to meld them all together and to create a musical. It's almost pure creativity because you are creating the story, you're writing the characters, you're improvising the scenes. It doesn't get more, I don't know, it's just, it's not as pure because there are so many other ways that you have to fit formats, or maybe you're working for an album, or maybe even directing a straight ahead play, or even writing a story, you know.
Right.
But there's something about the three of you coming together that there really is, the sky's the limit.
I think that what made that, you're absolutely right, and I think what made that key was that there's a generosity among, especially, that's one thing I learned from John from that first show, that he, you know, John obviously has an incredible body of work, and I think a lot of artists who might have a similar body of work are very protective of that. John was kind of like, take the songs and do what you want with them, change them, you know? Mm. And so he kind of set the tone with that sort of generous vibe. And
Was that hard, John? Was it hard to be like, hey, here's a song, do whatever
I don't
you
remember
want
saying any of that.
I haven't
read it. Take these songs and shove them.
Your lawyer did.
You did.
It wasn't us. You know, I liked the way, I liked the process of Mark. Because there was a story for Lofty Deeds. There was a story in my head. It became clearer and clearer, and we talked about it a lot.
Right.
But with this one, no, this has been like right into order, and I'm really enjoying it as a discipline. It's very different, and I don't have to think of the initial idea. I think with songwriting, sometimes it's the initial. It's like a word or an idea, then the whole thing rolls out. So if Mark's providing that for me, then I can be the little sausage factory that pumps them out, you know.
We're talking with John Langford, Mark Guarino, and Anderson Laufer. The show Take Me is on stage at the Straw Dog starting this weekend. It's a musical, a brand new original musical from the three of these guys, and it's going to be, like I said, at the Straw Dog. We'll take a quick break here in Extension 720. Come back. We'll hear some of the music from it live with John Langford and continue the conversation here in Extension 720, so stay with us. Welcome back to Extension 720 here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. In studio with me tonight, Mark Guarino, John Langford, and Anderson Laufer. They are the creatives behind the new musical Take Me, which is at Straw Dog starting this weekend. It is really a look at a woman and her journey to Roswell, New Mexico. And I want to really get into, you kind of said, I said it at the top of this about in the release, you said it's really about having faith in a world where there are more questions than answers. What resonated about that sentence? And you guys put that in there, and that's a big part of what you guys are doing with this musical. Tell us about that thought, what that means to you.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, we're surrounded by so many people searching for things, searching for answers, whether it's political or social or having to do with their faith. And as I learned more about this character as I was writing her, I saw the parallels between this alien conspiracy community that I learned a lot about, that this person had become very much involved in, and people of faith. And that's not to demean people of faith at all, I feel like, but the idea that there's something outside of my world that can inform and provide context for and meaning to bad things that are happening to me. And that got deeper and deeper as I kind of wrote her, and as she kind of takes this journey further down the rabbit hole.
Anderson, in theater, there's a lot of times you'll have these lofty ideas or you know, simple sentences like trying to find questions or live in a world where there are more questions than answers. So this is right up your alley when it comes to theater. But that is something that you see in many different disciplines. Trying to answer these questions is a big part of the life we live.
That's right. And for making this show, a lot of it was about like stripping down the big questions and kind of getting into the real specifics of what a person goes through when they, people in the alien community or people in faith-based community as well, when you suffer a loss or a tragedy, what does that do to you? Mm. And that's kind of where we started with our dramaturg and, you know, with our packets that we put together for actors and all the research is what does a person go through when they suffer a significant loss? And so we did a bunch of research on PTSD, which I think helped inform the show as well. Like, what are the stages that Shelley, the character, kind of will go through in this process? The stages of loss, the stages of grieving. And so that's kind of where we came up with this stuff.
There are a lot of songs that obviously play to love and loss and trying to find the answers to questions that keep getting asked. I mean, this is kind of right up your alley as well, John, about trying to figure out some of these questions or at least determine whether or not there are even answers for some of these things.
Well, for me, I'm going to sing a song now for you. I really like the idea of this one because this is like someone trying to make sense out of chaos. And the theme of the play really is this woman who's falling apart and she's trying to build something at the same time. And what she's trying to build is insane. But it still makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So this should be... I heard the cast do this the other night and it completely knocked my socks off. I wasn't wearing socks, but... they did it a cappella. They didn't have the band there and they were just going through it and they did an a cappella version of this with all these amazing vocal parts. This is going to be very, very... A very, very shallow version of it.
Can I say we have such an amazing cast. We have...
Great singers.
Nicole Bloom-Smith is playing Shelley. She just put out a record called Find Me. We have a bunch of different Straw Dog members as well as outside just incredible musical theater artists and designers who are working on the show.
Yeah, I love it. Take Me is the name of the show. What are we going to hear here, John?
This is called So Beautiful Words Cannot Describe. Gotta take the world apart and start again. Take each part and work out what it does. Clean and grease the parts of this machine. The boiling core beneath the currents up above. So beautiful, words cannot describe. Invent the wheel and something else again. Put it back together in my own way. Remake, remodel, rearrange. A music box I wind up and it plays. So beautiful, words cannot describe. The music of the sphere so sweet and clear. Rotating on its axis once a day. Moving round the sun once a year. Tilting into seasons when I say, so beautiful that words cannot describe. A music box I wind up and it plays, compliant to my plan and my design. So beautiful, words cannot describe. Buy a ticket, come and wait in line.
Yeah. John Langford.
I've never sung that before.
There you go. singing for the first time. Music from the show Take Me, which is going to be at the Straw Dog Theater starting this weekend, running through June 22nd. John Langford does the music along with Mark Guarino and also Anderson Laufer. Guys, you know, as you put together this, I keep coming back to this idea of bringing different disciplines together to collaborate and not necessarily be three theater artists. There's something about that that is special and is unique. For you, Mark, do you see a future in continuing this work? Because you've been a longtime journalist in Chicago, you're writing other people's stories. Is it similar to write plays and write musicals?
I always felt that way. You know, I've been writing plays since college, and so I was really involved in my 20s and 30s in the theater scene, but journalism was always a way that I made a living and many people know me by. And I always tell people that it's actually, they're so close together more than people would think. And the worlds are very, a lot of journalists are involved with theater, and a lot of theater people are not involved with journalism. So I think they're very married, because when I was a young reporter in my 20s, I really loved it because it gave me an excuse to go knock on the door of a stranger. They'd open the door and they'd tell me about their life, okay? Whatever questions I would ask them about it at a low point of their life or a high point of their life. Those are the two entryways. A journalist shows up and something bad happens or something really good happens. And you just learn so much about people and people that I normally would never come in contact with in my regular life. And I feel like that curiosity about people really makes really good journalism, and it really makes really good theater, because ultimately both are about people and storytelling. And it's sort of a kind of a rudimentary thing, but it's true. I feel like they both feed each other.
You see it the same way, Anderson, this idea of you're the theater guy, you're the glue that keeps it all together here, because this is a theater production. But, you know, the theater is just really, it's a lot like journalism, telling people stories.
Yeah, that's true. It's exactly what it is. It's telling people stories. I was listening to your interview with Chris Jones the other day when you guys were talking about Broadway, and the way for something to succeed on Broadway is either to be the cool hipster Brooklyn show or to be the big, you know, like star vehicle thing. And, man, I'm a true believer in Chicago theater, you know. I believe in storefront theater. I think it's the best place in the world to make plays. And here we don't have to worry about that. We can take Langford and Guarino and then put them with these actors and, like, make something together, which you don't have – you cannot do that anywhere else in the world, you know, just because it costs too much money. But in Chicago, we're able to do that, and – luckily, Straw Dog provided a laboratory for us to do this, and they believed in it enough for us to be able to put it up and put it together. And we're just really lucky to live in a city where you can do that kind of stuff.
Yeah. John, for you, same question. I mean, as a longtime musician and work in bands, but also solo work, is theater in your future? Do you see from this experience something you want to continue?
Oh, yeah, I've enjoyed it, to be honest. I like doing different things. I get bored really easily. And, you know, I think with the Meekons, we found when you repeat processes that you've had some success with, or you think of work, the best thing to do is scrap it and start something else. So, yeah, I think maybe I'll probably just, rather than write the music, I'd like to appear in the next one.
There you go.
Do a monologue.
I'm hoping it'll be some kind of all nude outdoor production that we could, you know.
Suits you, right. Yeah. John Langford, Anderson Laufer, Mark Guarino. These guys are the collaborators and artists behind the new musical Take Me, which is at the Straw Dog Theater. It starts this weekend and runs through June 22nd. Go ahead and check it out here in Chicago. Guys, I can't thank you enough for coming in. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
And finally I'm patient enough to know the ending isn't far. And I'd do anything to never leave you. Maybe we never get to Mars. Me and Arthur on our rounds, eyes fixed on the ground. Through the folded ladder rungs, can't believe the things he found. To the fair down by the wreck,
Hear the oven fluid flows. Shallow, mean, and treacherous. Won't let me down there on my own. We're still hungry, we're still thirsty, though we're ripe and fit for bursting. How did we let it go so far? A wasp is crawling on my leg. It disappears inside my boot. Stars are wide and no one knows. Forever as a moment froze. I'm still waiting for that sting through everywhere and everything. Maybe we never get to Mars.